What would you guess is the main type of trash that washes up on Great Lakes beaches? Well, if you guessed plastic, you're right. A new report by the Alliance for the Great Lakes finds that 86% of litter collected on Great Lakes beaches contains plastics. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is here with more. Julie, where does the data from the report come from?
Well, the Alliance for the Great Lakes is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. It's been running volunteer beach cleanups since the early 1990s, over 14,000 of them. And they recently analyzed 20 years of litter data collected along the shores of all eight Great Lakes states. Olivia Rita is the group's volunteer engagement manager. She says people get out on the beaches through their Adopt-a-Beach program and pick up all the trash they find.
And they're also collecting really valuable data about what they're finding on the beach. So when they're out there with their group, you know, they're tallying how many pieces of different types of litter items they're finding.
And that's compiled into their Great Lakes database.
So as we mentioned, most of what they're finding is plastic. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Well, a lot of it is what you'd expect, plastics that people use all the time.
It's a lot of like smoking-related items, food-related items, you know, single-use plastic. Things like food containers, food wrappers, you know, straws, things that are used once and then, you know, end up sometimes on the beach.
The top category of trash collected used to be cigarette butts, which also contain plastics, by the way. But about 10 years ago, they started a more specific category for tiny bits, pieces smaller than 2.5 centimeters. And now these are the most collected items, tiny plastic pieces.
It's not going away. It's just getting smaller. So maybe sometimes we're finding it as a plastic water bottle or container, but then that's just going to break down into smaller pieces and end up as those tiny plastic pieces that we also find.
The report also lists styrofoam, another plastic, as the third most found type of beach litter.
Yeah, I was surprised last weekend to get takeout that was packaged in styrofoam.
Right. And Rita says foam is particularly problematic.
It's, you know, difficult to recycle. I also see that the foam can easily like blow away or break up into smaller and smaller pieces.
She notes that the smaller pieces get, the harder they are to clean up. And that leads to additional concerns.
The small pieces are dangerous in and of themselves, but also can go on to become microplastics and end up in drinking water. And, you know, the Great Lakes are a source of drinking water for 40 million people. So that's, I think, to me, a particularly alarming piece of this is the public health aspect.
So does the Alliance advocate for a solution for all of this plastic litter?
Well, Rita says they're trying to raise awareness with this report and to get people to think twice before using single-use plastics. And it goes further than consumer choice and beach cleanups.
We need action that goes beyond the individual. As much as this work is making a difference, we need more of a systemic approach to tackle plastic pollution and the impact it's having on the environment, on communities, on public health, on wildlife.
The report encourages people to support laws and policies that reduce single-use plastics and encourage more solutions that result in less pollution, like a bill in Minnesota they're supporting that would hold corporations that make single-use plastic containers responsible when their trash winds up on the beaches.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
There's more from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant at AlleghenyFront.org, including a link to that report. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.